Petra. And we're joined by Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason, the dominating win for your ball club tonight. Coach, describe the game.
Yeah, well, we knew they could hit some threes, so you know, our game plan was don't let them even get to the three-point line to shoot it. So our pressure did a really good job. I think at halftime they had 7 points. We gave up 5 in the first quarter and then gave up 2 in the second. And we did a really nice job of creating the turnovers and then turning them into points, which is what we wanted to do. Our shooting percentage wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. So we just made sure that we just, again, we got points on transition and turned the turnovers into simple baskets and got the ball inside. That was the big thing. We knew we had the height advantage. Early on, we were trying to force it. Right? We just wanted to let the game come to us and get the ball inside of Katrina and Brynn and get the high-low game going, and we did.
Coach, 57-21, the win. You had the running clock in the second half. You had some first quarter scoring by Katrina Williams with 13 points. She scored 13 of the 18. It was a good start there.
Yeah, we identified that as what we wanted to do. If they were going to sit in a 2-3 zone and stretch out, we'd get the ball inside. And then in the second quarter, they tried to do a little bit of a collapsing game. So then we kicked it out to McKenna, and she hit threes. And then, you know, after that, we didn't really have to run a whole lot of offense because we were making shots, so then our press was able to get the steals. And then the second half, it was a little bit different game. You know, we subbed players out. We're not in the business of, you know, beating teams worse than that. So we just wanted to make sure we got some younger players in and do things. But, you know, get the ball inside of Katrina, get the outside looks, and then get the transition points.
We got to talk about McKenna Schrader as well in that second quarter. She had 3 threes to propel the team to 20 points.
Yeah, and you know, we wanted to get her going. She's had some games where she gets going from three and some other games where she struggled, so it was important to get her going again. You know, we had some other players also who were moving the ball well and finding her. And then we were able to get to the rim and drive a little bit, and that's something you got to do against a 2-3 zone is get them to shift and then get the ball to the shooters, and we did a good job of that. We didn't execute really well in our sets. I wasn't really happy the way we were, you know, we're calling some sets out, and we didn't run them very well, and we got some young players and they're still trying to learn those things, so we got to clean that up a little bit. But we hit the shots when we needed to and really broke the game open.
Well, your defense was outstanding in the ball game, and really you kept the turnovers down. I had unofficially maybe close to single digits.
Yeah, and my assistant had about 10, you know, and that includes at the end of the game getting some other younger players in when you tend to have some more sloppy play. But, you know, we cleared the bench tonight and got everybody in but Zoe again. So, you know, when we can get everybody in, get some younger players minutes and reps, getting them ready for next season, and then getting rest. We turned around and played Thursday at Clark. We got a little bit of a bus ride. So that was kind of our goal tonight, was to get a big lead, get some players out, get some players in, and be ready to go.
You know, you've got some nice young players that come in, and looks like some promise down the road as well.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about Tessa O'Brien on the inside. She's doing some really nice things. She's got a broken finger, and she's out here still doing all this stuff. So, you know, when you don't get to use part of your hand and you're still being able to do those things, she's got some really nice footwork. She's got a high motor. She's one of those kids that just plays 100 miles an hour, a lot of heart. So really love watching her play. She's somebody I'm excited about. Leighton Wales at the guard spot. She's doing some really nice things. You know, there's just, I could go down the list, but those two, they've been doing some really big things here down the stretch. But, you know, we're really excited about the kids we have coming up, and not just freshmen, but, you know, we got a bench full of kids that work hard every day, and Dylan Ball, she's got to defend kids every single day. We've had her playing post, we've had her playing guard. You know, she's playing every position on the court, and, you know, just looking to see her to do big things offensively, but defensively, she's done a lot of really good things. And the other side is tonight, we didn't get to have a JV game, so we wanted to get those kids on the court. Red Oaks numbers are down, and, you know, that's the other reason why we want to get other kids in. There's no point in not getting those kids in, letting them get some of their, you know, they don't have a lot of numbers, but getting some other kids some minutes tonight, you know, it's big for kids. And, you know, that's how you get kids back up and get numbers back out.
Well, you win Friday, you win again tonight. Best of luck on Thursday at Clark.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Atlantic Head Coach Dan Vargas and Trojans with a win over Harlan Friday night, and they win this one 57-21 over the Red Oak Tigers, Coach.
And I got one more thing. You know, it's not always the guys I talk about, but tonight Tim Bloom officiating in his last game. He's retiring. So, you know, we've had him a couple times, and you know, he's a guy I bump into, you know, when he's not officiating. He's a great guy. But, you know, this was his last game. So, you know, big congratulations to him. And I'm always hard on officials, so I got to give shout outs when these guys are out here doing it, and he's been doing it for a long time, longer than I've been around basketball. So huge congratulations to Tim, and thank you to him for doing this as long as he has.
Well said, Coach. Thank you very much. Atlantic head coach Dan Vargas and the girls with a big win, 57-21 over the Red Oak Tigers here tonight. We're at halftime in a good game here, 34-30, as Roger Warren will join us here in a moment on halftime, brought to you by Olson's BP, your home for the great Godfather's Pizza. Back with more halftime coming up.